Now, the question we're raising is, what happened with the age of Aquarius? Did it start August 20th, 1953? People are calling and saying, I thought it started a lot later. Some say it started in 1979. Well, that's what we're going to try to figure out, isn't it? Pyramid says it started August 20th, 1953, or thereabouts. Somebody said, well, if the object's to get to the open coffer, why don't you turn right in the middle of the passage? Well, you can. In fact, you turn right just as soon as you come out. Just make a quick right turn. 1936. Just... you can. Now, the age of Taurus ushered in civilization. This fellow says, the age of Taurus ushered in civilization. Written language itself helps prove this thesis. The earliest form of the Semitic language alphabet begins with Aleph or Aleph, which signifies a bull. The letter A actually began as a symbol for the horns of the bull. People of the earliest civilizations worshiped the bull. Why? Was it because the bull was so strong and fine? I'm not saying anything about Aquarius yet, am I? Because the bull was so strong and fine an animal, they thought it was a god? Of course not. Nothing suggestive of deity in a cud-chewing, tail-swatting bull. He said it. Apis was worshipped because of the zodiacal sign that was information handed down to the early peoples by the civilized remnant. As for the New Age, it seems as though the 1950s indeed brought the beginning of sweeping change. For example, well, I don't have to read that. You know what happened in 1950. I got something else. I want to leave the Aquarius because we got to decide whether or not it began then. No sense talking about what the changes are till we settle the fight. Did it begin August 20th? Is that what the right turn was? I have something else I have to do. Important. I have something else. As I told you, there are problems about studying the pyramid, and you've got to get some fundamentals down. You've heard over and over again that the pyramid marks the death and crucifixion of Christ as 33 A.D., right? Have people debating about when did creation occur, 4000 or 4004 B.C.? And what about that error in the Gregorian calendar of 4 years? And when was Jesus born? And people say he was born 4 A.D. Are you too tired? I mean, there's some fundamentals you got to get for it and teach the pyramid. No sense going on into the Aquarius age. That's the way women read books, backwards. Got to lay the foundations. Get on an airplane. I've never seen a woman ever pick up a magazine and go from the front to the back. They always pick it up and go back to front. You ever seen it? Got some strange signed women up there arguing with me. I don't know why you don't just I open the door. I give these women a chance to prove they need the liberation they're claiming. I give these women a chance to prove that they're brighter than men. I threw it right at them. All they had to say, you better believe it, because the sacred writings read from right to left and from back to front, and they messed it up. I gave them every chance, and one or two up there did. But most of them lost. I gave them the chance. You should immediately have said, yes, we're more sacred than men. The way we're going tonight, no telling where we'll be come midnight. Now, here's an interesting little book on Stonehenge, A Closer Look, by Bonnie Gaunt. My Lord, what a name. She ought to marry somebody and change it. Bonnie Gaunt. Bonnie Gaunt. What a name. Gaunt. Makes you visualize a bag of bones if you've never seen her. And a Bonnie Gaunt at that. I'd just marry somebody and call myself Mrs. Whatever. Anyway, the date of Jesus' birth, you got to get this straight. You can never figure anything out about the pyramid. You don't get this straight, you're just as dead as if you don't get the benchmark straight. The date of, you remember we've talked about other things involving his date. He sure wasn't born at Christmas. The date of Jesus' birth is generally accepted as 4 B.C. You know that, don't you? It may surprise some to find that no ancient historian, either ecclesiastical or secular, has recorded his birth as being in that year. That's par for the course. No ecclesiastical or secular ancient historian ever pinpointed 4 B.C., yet somebody says he is born 4 B.C. Erroneous conclusions have been derived from certain statements of the Jewish historian Josephus. Now, Josephus, when he's like G. Campbell Morgan, the English preacher. When he's right, he's more right than most people. When he's wrong, he's not even on the playing field. Josephus, conclusions which his records do not warrant. One man, more than any other, was responsible for the canonization of the New Testament. Tertullian is his name. Now, she doesn't say that. I threw that in. She says, Tertullian, one of the early Christian fathers, born about 160 A.D., stated that Augustus began to rule 41 years. Nobody else would ever dare do this on television at 11, 12, almost midnight, or on rerun, be 1 in the morning, 1:30, or whatever, 5 a.m. Get your pencil out. Tertullian, we're going to look at what the historians say. Are you interested in this? Well, if you don't know when Jesus was born, you can't figure this stuff out. The pyramid says, depending upon whether it's 2144 or 2141, but the most accurate one, 2141, says Jesus was born, and there's an exact basis for determining that. Jesus was born 2 B.C. in the fall. Now, we've shown you other reasons for believing he is born in the fall. He is born in September 2 B.C. Now, when you're moving from B.C. to A.D., I move it kind of fast sometimes when I'm in a hurry because a year doesn't make any difference. But when you're on precise figures in the pyramid, how many of you have ever seen zero, the year zero? You ever seen a calendar with the year zero on it? And if you had the year zero, what would it be? B.C. or A.D.? Huh? A.D. or B.C.? You ever seen a calendar? You ever laid a calendar down and tried to figure out? Here's 4 B.C. 3, 2, 1... Where's the zero? Then 1, 2, 3, 4 A.D. Where's the zero? Now, if you're going to move from 1400 B.C. to 1400 A.D., quick addition would tell you that's 2,800 years. Right? Wrong. It's 2,800 plus one. Because you got missing that year in between that goes from 0 to 1 A.D. and from 0 to 1 B.C. You subtract, you add 14. Hey, get the counter down there on the numbers. 1400 B.C. and 1400 A.D. does not mean 2,800 years passed. It means 2,800 plus the one in between. Because from 1 B.C. to 1 A.D. is 2 years, not one. You understand that? From 1 B.C. to 1 A.D. is 2 years. So anytime you're making the transition from B.C. to A.D., you take the B.C. numbers and you subtract them, and then you move into A.D. And if you try to get the span of time between 1400 B.C. and 1400 A.D., it is 2,801 year. Not just 2,800. You all got that? Tertullian, one of the early church fathers, born about 160 A.D., stated that Augustus began to rule 41 years before the birth of Jesus. Write that down. And that he died 15 years after that event. So if Jesus was born 0 A.D. and was 1 year old in 1 A.D., then Augustus would have had to die A.D. 15. But the date of Augustus' death is recorded as August 19th, 14 A.D. Write it down. Now, if Jesus had been born December 25th, B.C., that's 5 days B.C. You agree with that? He was born on December 25th, and the year of our Lord started with his birth. Then January 1 in the first century was 5 days after he was born. So January 1 in the first year of our Lord was 5 days. He was 5 days old if he was born on Christmas. That means he was born in 5 days B.C. Not 1 year B.C. 5 days into the year 1 B.C. You follow that? Huh? Well, let's start over again. If A.D. is the year our Lord was born, then January of the first year after his birth starts the A.D. calendar. Right? Doesn't the year start on January 1st? Doesn't start on December 25th, does it? So if the year of our Lord, first year after he's born, is January 1, 0 A.D., or 1 day A.D. in the first year A.D., well, let's go further. If he was born December 25th, before the first year of our Lord, how old would he be in 1 A.D.? A year and 5 days. Right or wrong? I mean, if the guy's born on the 25th of December and January 1, A.D. 1, is 5 days after that, he is now a year and 5 days old because he is born a year prior to the previous December 25th. As voices of faith, you are something else. As mathematicians, you are nothing. Here is B.C. 1. And B.C. 1 is January, February, March through December. Then A.D. 1 starts January through December. Now, if the year of our Lord starts right there, and this is 1 A.D. after 1 year has passed, January through December, if Jesus was born on the 25th of December, he was born in 5 days B.C. 5 days before Christ. Got that? Or do I have to draw more pictures? You got it? Now, the problem is, if Augustus died 15 years after he was born, you have no problem then. Augustus died 15 A.D. But Augustus died 14 A.D. So if we go 14 A.D., we got to go back beyond A.D. to go 15 years, pushes us back into B.C. a full year. Right? So now, if the history book is correct that Augustus died in 14 A.D., and that was 15 years after Christ died, after Christ was born, then instead of being born on the 25th of December, B.C., 5 days, he would be pushed back another year, which means he would be born December 25th, B.C., 1 plus 5 days. Right? Now, if you have him born in September instead of December, he in fact is born during the year that is called 2 B.C. The minute you cross the line, you're in another year. This is really B.C. 1, 25th of December. This is B.C. 2, 25th of December. If he's born in September, it's B.C. 2, September. Now, anybody can understand that. Can't you? In fact, December 31st is still the previous year. Just because December 25th is close to 1983, what do you call it? 82. Last December, because it happens to be closer to January 1983 than it is to January 1982. You don't call it December 1983, do you? It's not horseshoes. It's a calendar. Right or wrong? Right? It's just that way, friends. Now, let's keep going here, friends. A miss is as good as a mile. If she couldn't hold that kid 5 more days, he's born in B.C. and that's it. She didn't cooperate with the calendar. You talk to the Pope about that. He's the one that rates her more highly than I do. I don't think we're going to finish tonight. You got it out there, I know, long before this bunch did. Now, if if you don't make it by the New Year's clock at midnight, you're born in the previous year, my friend, no matter how close you get to it. That's why the news media makes such a to-do over the first birth in the new year. Augustus began to rule 41 years before the birth of Jesus, Tertullian says, AD 160, and died 15 years after that event. The date of Augustus Caesar's death is recorded as August 19th, 14 AD. You push that back 15 years, you are into 2 B.C. Whereas
zero birth date, December 25th, would have him born in the year 1 B.C., December 25th. And what we know to be fact, he was born, as we'll demonstrate and have in the past, in the fall, not in December, September. If he were born in the fall, as close as possible to zero, start of A.D., he would have been born in the fall, rather than Christmas time, of 1 B.C. But when it's pinpointed to the death of Augustus Caesar, who died not in 15 A.D., but 14 A.D., we're pushed back one more year, which puts his birth not in the fall of 1 B.C., but in the fall of 2 B.C. In the same chapter, Tertullian stated that Jesus was born 28 years after the death of Cleopatra. Her death is recorded in history as occurring in 30 B.C., A second checkpoint, then, makes the birth of Jesus 2 B.C., 28 years from 30 B.C., the death of Cleopatra. Irenaeus, who was born about 100 years after Jesus, stated in his writings, chapter 3, line 25, that, quote, "Our Lord was born about the 41st year of the reign of Augustus," confirming Tertullian. "Since Augustus began his rulership in the autumn of 43 B.C., add 41 years to that, it would place the birth of Jesus in the autumn of 2 B.C. Eusebius, who lived 264 to 340 A.D., but was termed the father of church history, not a single secular or religious historian places Jesus' birth at 4 B.C. or 0 A.D. Eusebius, who was termed the father of church history, wrote, "It was the 42nd year of the reign of Augustus, and the 28th from the subjection of Egypt on the death of Antony and Cleopatra, that Jesus was born. The 42nd year of Augustus began in the autumn of 2 B.C., ended in the autumn of 1 B.C. The subjection of Egypt and its incorporation into the Roman Empire occurred in the autumn of 30 B.C. Therefore, by both counts, we are brought into the autumn of 2 B.C. for the birth of Jesus. The common acceptance of the 4 B.C. date for the birth of Jesus is based on the oft-repeated statement that the death of Herod the Great was astronomically fixed by Josephus' record of an eclipse. Now, this is where the 4 B.C. comes from. Josephus recorded an eclipse of the moon shortly before Herod died. And that eclipse, it is thought, occurred on March 13th, 4 B.C. A simple reasoning would show the impossibility of the birth of Jesus being in that year. For the biblical record not only shows his birth to be in the autumn, it shows additionally the considerable time elapsed between Jesus' birth and Herod's death. For the family fled to Egypt to escape Herod's edict that all boy babies should be killed. The lunar eclipse that caused the daters to set it at 4 B.C. because of Josephus' reference, on March 13th, 4 B.C. was a small one. These can all be plotted now. Some modern science pinpoints eclipses backwards as well as forward. The lunar eclipse that made people date March 13th, 4 B.C., was a small one and was visible in Israel from 2 a.m. until about 4 a.m. Coming at such an hour, it would be noticed by very few people. Josephus was not a recorder of eclipses. In all his writings, this is the only eclipse he ever mentioned. Lunar eclipses are common, often happening two or three times in a single year. It is hardly consistent, therefore, that Josephus would mention a small eclipse that happened in the early morning hours when everyone was asleep, and associated, as he did, an eclipse with the burning of Matthias. And Matthias, you remember I read to you about Matthias from the book of the Maccabees. Speaking of the burning of Matthias by Herod, Josephus said, quote, "And on that very night there was an eclipse of the moon." To comply with the record of Josephus, by the way, Josephus, referencing what is recorded in the book of the Maccabees, which the Christian church traditionally flips off into the apocryphal scriptures and pays no attention to, has still become the basis of believing he is born 4 B.C. You say, did you ever believe he was born 4 B.C.? Yeah. Till I studied a little more. I'm studying all the time. On that very night, there was an eclipse of the moon when Matthias was burned by Herod. To comply with the record of Josephus, it is reasonable to look for an eclipse of the moon that was noticeable by its magnitude, not one of those little ones at 2 to 4 a.m. in the morning, and occurred in the early part of the night when people were up to see it. The correct eclipse to which Josephus referred would have to comply with the following requirements. 1. An eclipse not less than 2 months, but less than 6 months prior to a Passover. 2. Be visible in the early part of the night at Jerusalem. 3. Be of sufficient magnitude to be noticeable. There is an eclipse that complies perfectly with these requirements, and it occurred on the evening of December 29th, 1 B.C., almost exactly 3 months before the Passover. It was an eclipse of about 7 digits. Thus, more than half of the moon was obscured. The moon was already in eclipse when it rose over Jerusalem that night and continued for about 2 hours, so that even children would have been able to see it before they were put to bed. Since Herod died shortly after the burning of Matthias, that's simple history, but 2 months before the Passover, his death would have occurred sometime in January of 1 B.C. An ancient Jewish scroll, the Megillat Taanith, written during the lifetime of Jesus, gives the day and month of Herod's death as the first of Shebat. The first of Shebat in 1 B.C. for the Julian calendar would be January 14th. The world celebrates the birth of Jesus on December 25th, Christmas. The early Christian church did not celebrate his birth. Thus, the exact date, this Florida swamp fever, this is very important to know, the early Christian church did not even celebrate his birth. It records an event that is capable of being plotted. People in Sunday school think that some star came down and just moved like a slow-moving and not very hot Halley's Comet and just sort of led the wise men. Just as stars plotted that benchmark in the pyramid, if you understand the zodiac, and understand God's reference points, those wise men knew exactly when a certain star would line up with Bethlehem, exactly the way those stars crosshaired on that pyramid at a given point. You don't have to be some kind of idiot. God could do this, but God did not do it that way. Otherwise, every blamed idiot in the whole land would have been chasing the star. Common sense tells you that. 3 wise men show up because they knew from God's message in the stars exactly where and when Messiah would be born. and the Christ angle in the pyramid extended straight from that pyramid, crosses straight through Bethlehem, just as the one that marks those setting stones of Stonehenge followed straight out, sliced the pyramid in half. Same architect.
This is the end of side one.